great presentations. The title of my presentation is Interprofessional Family Reviews, Interprofessional Support for Community Health Worker Roles. I have nothing to disclose. During this session, I will discuss an evaluation of the perceptions of community health workers about the effectiveness of interprofessional family reviews in providing support for vulnerable patients or parents at risk for poor parenting outcomes due to health or mental health challenges. I'll also provide some practical applications in clinical practice and program development. Community health workers with Healthy Families programs provide services for the most vulnerable families in a community who are at risk for many of the factors that can result in poor parenting outcomes, including child abuse and neglect. The families served are complex, requiring intensive support and care coordination. Interprofessional collaborative practice is gaining increased attention as the way to optimize health outcomes for patients, families, and communities with complex challenges. Home visitors frequently report family situations that are challenging and difficult to assess. The families frequently need resources beyond what CHWs are prepared to provide. Effective interprofessional consultation can provide needed support, assistance in family goal planning, and staff development for community health workers who are involved in supporting families. It can also provide a model for interprofessional collaboration for students and faculty to develop competencies for interprofessional collaborative practice. Adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs, which you can see listed on this slide, can interfere with the early bonding and attachment process between mother and child, as well as contribute to the child's risk of developing a number of health and mental health problems. In the next slides, I'll explain how mitigating risk factors for adverse childhood experiences intersects with the Healthy Families program model and goals. Household mental illness is one of the ACEs that CHWs frequently reported as very challenging. Maternal factors associated with increased risk for depression include this list that you can see on the right-hand side of this slide. These are also factors that are included in a screening for pregnant mothers to determine if they would benefit from the intensive, strengths-based home visiting model of support that Healthy Families America programs offer. Preventing child maltreatment is a priority for the World Health Organization, Healthy People 2020, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The goal of Healthy Families programs is to promote positive parenting outcomes and prevent child abuse and neglect, and to prevent adverse childhood experiences. Healthy Families America is a nationally recognized evidence-based home visiting program model designed to work with overburdened families who are at risk for adverse childhood experiences, including child maltreatment, and is effective at reducing risk factors associated with poor outcomes. Family-centered, strengths-based, intensive, voluntary, and systematic family support using evidence-based strategies by trained home visitors is the Healthy Families program focus and is effective in reducing risk factors associated with poor outcomes. Healthy Families CHWs, in the context of a trusting relationship, provide regular home visits for families who may be at risk of child abuse and neglect. There is a pressing need to identify effective models that provide support for community health workers who have a critical role in achieving important public health goals. Community health workers, supported by professionals, can be part of a collaborative care model that can achieve prevention goals through accessible and effective interventions. In 2005, in response to CHW requests for additional support in developing effective family goal plans, an interprofessional family review is developed to discuss families who are experiencing health or mental health concerns that complicated the home visitor's ability to support the family. The Interprofessional Family Review provides a model for supporting the CHW role. An advanced practice nurse, a clinical psychologist, graduate level health profession students, and other health professionals offer consultation and staff development for community health workers in family goal planning and support strategies for vulnerable families. Other professionals are invited depending on the needs of the families. It also establishes an interprofessional team approach to care, connecting the CHW and health professionals as part of the same collaborative practice team with the family at the center of the process. It's a win-win. The CHWs have access to professional consultation, resources, support, and training. The students have access to high-quality interprofessional clinical education, and the professionals have access to the CHW's insights and assessments based on a relationship of trust with the family developed in the context of home visiting. There is ample evidence that CHWs add substantially to the health of populations, and that is confirmed in the literature for healthy families that I just cited. Numerous studies link CHW effectiveness to regular support, training, and supervision linked to the health system and the community. The World Health Organization states that it's essential that CHWs are properly supervised and embedded in the health system. Interprofessional education, as most of you know, and collaborative practice is defined by the World Health Organization as occasions when two or more professions learn with, from, and about each other to improve collaboration and the quality of care. And this is certainly the case with the interprofessional family reviews. Interprofessional collaborative practice is a strategy to address the complex health challenges facing us nationally and globally. Supporting families at risk for poor parenting outcomes is a complex global health challenge that demands an interprofessional collaborative practice strategy. Effective collaboration is essential for the interprofessional family reviews to be effective and useful. Team members who develop and refine their interprofessional practice in light of the core competencies improve the likelihood that the interprofessional team will achieve the goal of optimizing patient and family care outcomes. The social exchange theory says that CHWs join the interprofessional family review because the benefits available, which may include social support, help with problem solving, and ability to successfully accomplish job duties. The cost to the CHW of contributing time and valued knowledge or skill is offset against the perceived benefits gained through participation. Members, in this case CHWs, join the collaboration hoping that their goals can be met through collaboration. Over time, they assess the collaborative fit, reflect on the culture that is developing, refine the team process, and finally assess the interprofessional family review in light of the outcomes. This process matches with our experience. Our research question was, what are the perceptions of community health workers about the effectiveness of collaboration in interprofessional family reviews to support vulnerable parents at risk for poor parenting outcomes due to health and mental health challenges? A cross-sectional descriptive research design using both qualitative and quantitative descriptive methods was used, and community health workers from three Healthy Families programs participated, who have participated in at least two reviews, were surveyed. The Wilder Collaboration Factors Inventory, which involves 20 factors associated with successful collaboration, was used. On a Likert scale, respondents rate the degree to which the factor describes the interprofessional family review. Two qualitative questions were added. How do you think interprofessional family reviews can be improved? And what has changed in your practice or your ability to provide support services for families since the interprofessional family reviews were started? I'll be concentrating on the 20 collaborative factor scores, where a standardized mean score was calculated for each collaborative factor. For the qualitative data, responses were grouped by themes by two reviewers. There were 9 CHWs from 3 Healthy Families programs that were surveyed. Scores between 4 and 5 mean that the CHWs agree or strongly agree that the collaboration factor is present and no follow-up is needed. Scores between 3 and 4 mean that the CHWs have no opinion or agree that the collaborative factor is present in the interprofessional family review, although generally positive follow-up may be needed. You can see that the range of responses for the 20 collaborative factors were that 25% of them, 5 of them, were between 4 and 5, and 75% were between 3 and 4. And this is how the breakout. There were none below 3. The highest values are in areas that are strongly supported in the literature as critical to successful collaboration: mutual respect, understanding, and trust. Members see collaboration as in their self-interest and a shared vision. The lowest were, which were still above the midpoint, were appropriate cross-section of members, sufficient funds, staff, materials, and time, and multiple layers of participation. Respondents assessed that collaboration is in their self-interest with a standardized mean score of 4.33. The finding was further supported by the qualitative responses, "What has changed in your practice?" with "Helpful suggestions are shared that I may be able to use with families. I'm able to see a different perspective based on new knowledge, and I've received needed encouragement and support for my work." Community health workers participate in interprofessional family reviews in order to receive support, consultation, training, and guidance for their work. And they stated that helpful suggestions and practical tools were received for use with families. They received encouragement and support and different perspectives based on new knowledge. Skilled leadership is very important for collaborative team success, and it was rated very highly. Mutual respect, understanding, and trust are strongly supported by the literature as critical to successful collaboration, and it is rated very highly by the CHWs. Hierarchies and power differentials can undermine collaboration, especially when team members' roles extend beyond traditional boundaries. One of the lower collaborative factor standardized mean scores was for the factor appropriate cross-section of members. The qualitative data provides added insight with 4 respondents who suggest involving additional team members, including the family, other professionals, and community partners. I'm going to skip in interest of time. The Healthy Families community health workers perceive the interprofessional family reviews as effective in providing support for serving vulnerable families and have a positive perception of collaboration in the interprofessional family reviews. It is important to continue to address issues raised in the survey about the quality of collaboration, for example, involving other team members. And we've done that. Community health workers are important members of the interprofessional healthcare teams, and effective interprofessional models for collaborative practice are needed for consultation. Nurses can provide important leadership to evaluate and facilitate interprofessional collaborative practice to optimize patient, family, and community health outcomes. To skip to this. Interestingly and importantly, the Interprofessional Family Review in 2014 was included in the Healthy Families America National Accreditation and a self-study that we completed just in this the last 6 months includes the Interprofessional Family Review as supervision, and I have the details of that as a handout. It's called Reflective Consultation. We also received a Central Shenandoah Valley Partnership Grant, which includes 5 home visiting programs, a 5-year regional partnership grant through the Office of Child Abuse and Neglect, the Children's Bureau and the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Interprofessional Family Review is part of the program and evaluation plan. So we'll continue to get additional data on that. Thank you for your attention.
Well, it's been a very interesting morning with lots of practice and procedures and new programs. At this time, we want to open it up for questions from the audience. And if you'll stand and say it loudly, I'll try and repeat the question. And you can either tell me whether it's for one particular speaker or for the entire group. And if you want to come up and join us, then if because I think we want to use the microphone for the answers. So, any, yes? The question was whether the 7-week clinical was 1 day a week or 2 days, and it was the answer was one. Would you like to speak about your tool?
Yeah, so there was nothing out there that I was using, and so I just created it. I had it reviewed by some colleagues to see, does this kind of make sense? But I literally just took the cornerstone and said, does this clinical, you know, this clinical site does this? So it was very simple, straightforward. But no reliability checks or anything like that.
Well, no, I think that's great. Because we're trying to do the same thing with, you know, developing different sites and evaluation.
So. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it was a great way to get the students' perspective on how well it fit, because we had, you know, we had our own faculty perspective that it fit, but the question was, while the students were, you know, learning about public health nursing, did it fit? So it was a good way to do it.
Yes. For those that didn't hear the question was, how can public health nurses continue to advocate for advanced practice nursing? In this time, advanced public health. In this time where programs are being cut, and she referred to Rachel's session talking about who gets to decide. So it was for the entire panel, but I'll let Rachel start.
Thank you for your comment. I think I actually, when I first enrolled in the master's program at UIC, I was in the family nurse practitioner program. And I guess in a lot of conversations I had with friends and sort of advisors also in the College of Nursing, one thing that really resonated with me from some of the work that Prairie mentioned was this idea of us feeling the need to adapt what we do to the prevailing medical model, I guess, of healthcare. And I saw more and more what I felt like nurse practitioner practice being pushed towards us becoming sort of mini doctors. And it felt like it's important for us to really stick by what we do well. And for me personally, and I'm not saying there's not an important role for advanced practice nurses involved in clinical care too, but I feel like there's not as much money to be made in public health. And I think that that is partly why there's overabundance of nurse practitioner programs, and public health nursing programs sometimes are underfunded and it's just not the same investment. So I fully agree with you. I don't have an answer to that, but I think that's an important issue. Thank you.
I'll take a stab at it.
That's good.
It's a complicated issue, and I think there are a couple of opportunities that we have. One is the Affordable Care Act. It really calls for nursing to be out there and leaders and in the forefront of healthcare delivery, whatever that looks like. And then I think also the IOM report in 2011, it was a call to action, and it really outlines very clearly what we as a nursing profession need to be doing to be leaders in healthcare and to be equal with other leaders in healthcare. So, I don't have a clear answer for that, but one of the reasons for the development of our program is we felt like that we needed to take a stab at that and be a part of, helping develop those public health nursing leaders, because there are a lot of public health nurses, not that many, but the ones that are in public health are not always in leadership positions. And so we need to do a better job at cultivating those leadership positions so that nurses can take the lead.